Perek Gimel in the middle. We said that precious is a good thing when you know that if you indulge, it's going to lead you to something that's awesome. That's one way that precious is good, as a safeguard against doing something that's awesome. Mikire, ki zosi takbula gedola la'adam lamani tzi natsum yitzro. Separating yourself before the issue. In other words, I know I have a big appetite. And I know that if I indulge in it, right, I'm going to end up eating things that are not kosher. Or things that are have a suffix or what kind of heksher they are or whatever. Because I can't control myself. But if I hold back and I don't indulge, then it'll be easier for me to control myself. Then precious in that situation for you is good. And he says that kikivan should be also be esiku avera koshul v'natz over lichvosh yourself. Once you start the avera, it's hard to pull away, right? Once you you give in to your appetite, right, and you pass that store, right, that has the ice cream that has a shady heksher or whatever, but it looks so good. So at that point, it's hard to be Polish. But if you say, I'm not going to indulge in ice cream that much, I'm not going to get involved in it. Right? Once in a while, maybe, but on a constant basis, because I know that if I get the taste and I get into the habit, right, in the situations where I'm not going to have the good stuff, I'm going to go to the bad stuff because I can't break my habit. So not getting into that habit to begin with is prevents you from getting into the situation where controlling your Yetzirah is going to be very difficult. The Pasuk says, the Kli Yoker explains, the Pesach Hatas Rovetz, the Yetzirah gets you when you give him an opening. But if you don't give him an opening, right, that's why the Yetzirah is compared to a fly. If you have a whole apple, the fly can't do anything to it. But if you take a bite out of it, then the place where you took the bite, the fly can also take bites. If you don't get open a passageway, if you pull yourself away before it becomes osur, right, then it's easier to control your yetzer hara than when you're already in the midst of a milchama, yes or no, when it's osur already. Right, that's what we always explain. Says kiseitzil milchama levecha. That's when you go out and the eishes yifas toar. Right, it's like that. What's it called? The going out to war on your enemy is the yetzer hara. But that parsha is talking about milchemes rishus. It's not talking about milchemes mitzvah. Fighting the yetzer hara is a mitzvah. This is talking about a voluntary war, not a mandatory war. So why is it compared to fighting with the yetzer hara with a voluntary war? So he's explained that if you don't start to fight the yetzer hara where it's voluntary, where it's not, he's not hitting you with something awesome. He's hitting you with something that's mutter, but I'm going to separate from it because I know that it eventually could lead me to Isser. You have a much better chance of winning when you fight him on your territory than when already you're in his territory. Therefore, the best way to fight the Yetzer Hara is not to let him get you, right, where you already have that taiva. Now the question is, mutter osur. But in the mutter thing, pull yourself back so it's easier for you to avoid ever coming to the situation where you're going to have that nisayin. Ki oz yakosha liyetzel karvoila. Because then you're on the high ground, and it's harder for the yetzahar to get you to do something osur if you're pulled away even for the mutter thing. However, there's another side to that. And that is, sometimes, if a person asks too many things to himself, then he's not going to be able to control it, and he's going to do the Isser anyway, because it's impossible for me to keep up my precious, so I might as well do the Isser also. Right? So you have to, if you're going to ask for something, it has to be something you can do. If it's something you can't do, right, it's difficult, then it makes it worse, not easier. Okay. A person is allowed to have relations with his wife. In the time of Ezra, they made a takana that today is only voluntary. It's not that people should have to, before they daven or learn Torah, have to go to the mikveh. the purpose of that takana was that people should not live with their wives too often. Because if you get into the habit, then you're one step closer to, if you can't satisfy your habit in a mutter way, you'll do it somebody's also. The fishafopisha maisa asro mutter, omnikvarhu mat bio ba asro shalo adam, hataiva hazos, umisham yachli moshech alois. If you get too much in the habit of overindulging, then when you can't satisfy your habit in a mutter way, you're going to be tempted to do it asr. But if you know how to control yourself and you don't indulge that much when it's mutter, then the chances of your doing it when it's asr are much slimmer. Hamorim zau, ever kot nyesh ba'adam asbi'o ra marivo sava. V'lo od elashafilu b'shoha ra'uya v'aisa hagib. Om Rebbe Lezer shoy megala tefach u'mechaseh v'domo l'bisha kofo u'sheid. So he says that taiva, the sexual taiva, all it's positive not to overindulge, so you don't become like addicted, where if you then can't fulfill your desire in a permissible way, you're going to end up doing it in an awesome way.